You're listening to SBS News.
A rodeo ritual for Team USA.
We never stop fighting.
We never stop fighting.
We never give up.
We never give up.
8-year-old Axton Hale is getting into the zone behind the chutes. He's praying in a circle with other riders before taking on a bucking bull in the red dirt arena.
Yo, you ready?
There's an organised chaos, with cowboys and cowgirls getting ready before they compete. The chaps are on and pep talks can be heard.
When you're ready.
Axton is among dozens of young international competitors at the Mount Isa Rodeo, which has been around since 1959. But it's the first time the event has hosted a junior tri-nation competition, with riders from the US, New Zealand and Australia going head-to-head.
Hi, my name is Jackie Gale. I'm 16 years old and I am a bull rider on Team USA.
The 16-year-old is the only female junior bull rider at this year's rodeo, hailing all the way from Texas. The African-American teenager started riding when she was just 11 years old, but it took months to convince her mother that the sport was safe.
She called me crazy at first, and she thought I was going to get hurt and that I wouldn't like it, but I tried it, and now here we are 4 years later. And I've got all my friends and my rodeo family telling me that I can do this, and I don't know, it's fun.
Be gritty, don't quit.
Jackie has earned recognition in various rodeo sanctions and currently holds the title of Southern New Mexico Rodeo Princess. She recently competed in the Bill Pickett Youth Rodeo, an event in Texas which aims to honour black rodeo history. Jackie admits that growing up, she didn't see many cowboys and cowgirls that look like her, with representation now being an important part of her rodeo journey.
There isn't very many dark-skinned or African-American cowboys out there, so it's nice for me to be one of the few who are trying to get more awareness and get more people into the sport.
And she's not the only one bringing a unique flair to the arena. The other nation competing against Australia and the USA is New Zealand. It's the first day of the rodeo, and the sun is about to rise. Standing in the empty arena performing the haka is the New Zealand team. Leading the haka is Ty Blake. The 16-year-old bull rider attended his first rodeo when he was just 6 weeks old.
Rodeo culture is just family, just one big family. Everyone's together, everyone helps each other out. Yeah, so Dad used to show jump way back in his glory days, and then he decided to do bull riding. And then Mum's a cutting horsemanship world champion, so I got good genes. So
he says the sport has taught him resilience and fearlessness.
There's a song. It's Hooked on 8 Second Ride. Hooked on 8 Second Ride. It's about the adrenaline that goes through, and it's just something you can't get over. It's like an itch you've just got to scratch it, and ever since then, I've been scratching it, yeah.
Kylie Ferguson is the director for the Youth Rodeo Organisation, and she helped coordinate the International Talent for 2025.
When we take teams over to other countries, we really focus on that team-building experience and making friends. To us, the more important thing is to get the contacts on the other side of the world. You can see the friendships already formed and spending a lot of time together. I think it's the best way to create friendships across the world.
A growing sport making way for a new generation of rodeo athletes, including up-and-coming First Nations bull riders like 10-year-old Carl Douglas Jr., who made the journey to Mount Isa from Cape York.
Feels good, just sitting on it and just riding it make your family proud. Yeah. My family was doing bull riding, my cousin brothers.
these young riders, hoping to win some buckles and lend a hand along the way. Axton again.
I just help little kids when they need it. Like, they need help, I'm right there. I show them how to get on a bull, get off a bull, and be safe. Cowboy up and ride.
Jasmine Chung, SBS News.